This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The tragic aftermath of a powerful bomb that ripped through a marketplace Friday morning in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding 48 others. Police officials said an explosive device planted in a shop caused the blast in a Shiite Muslim-dominated part of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province, and members of the minority community were among the victims. Investigations have been launched into the attack to determine motive. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence in the market area, which has experienced such attacks in the past. The Democratic co-chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says he hopes Julian Assange is prosecuted for working with Russia to interfere in a U.S. election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accuses him of conspiracy in hacking U.S. government computers. But Virginia Senator Mark Warner says
they helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, whose campaign emails were hacked.
He has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged.
She was also Secretary of State when WikiLeaks began publishing diplomatic cables in 2010 that embarrassed the U.S. and offended some world leaders. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in what they call some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. This is VOA News. Experts are now saying that North Korea might begin turning away from South Korean President Moon Jae-in after he failed to secure sanctions relief from U.S. President Donald Trump during his visit to the White House. But as VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman explains, there's still more room for progress to be made.
Sitting alongside South Korea's president, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness on Thursday to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach a sweeping denuclearization deal. There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization. South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Trump declined to say if he had been in communication about that with Kim in recent weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's chief defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday after the army ousted the country's longtime president, Omar al-Bashir, following months of demonstrations against his 30-year iron-fisted rule. A transitional military council will run the government for the next 2 years. A three-month state of emergency has been declared, along with the suspension of the constitution and the dissolution of parliament. Earlier, a Sudanese military source told VOA that the 75-year-old al-Bashir has been put under house arrest. Pro- and anti-Brexit supporters have vowed to step up their campaigns after European Union leaders gave Britain a six-month extension to the process of leaving the bloc. The extension of the so-called Article 50 process averts immediate concerns of Britain leaving without an exit agreement with the European Union. Now, the new deadline is October the 31st. The delay could mean that Britain will take part in EU elections scheduled in May. There are still a few signs that British lawmakers will approve Theresa May's proposed Brexit deal, further prolonging the political chaos. SpaceX has successfully launched the world's most powerful rocket for a second time. The Falcon Heavy rocket was launched on its first commercial mission Thursday evening from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in the U.S. state of Florida. SpaceX is entrepreneur's Elon Musk's company. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.